Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，愿神祝福大家平安。
Since this afternoon after the service, we have one parent and RE teacher cultivation and forum.
那么依照我们的时间表，在我们今天聚会完之后，宗教教育老师以及家长们有一个座谈会。
So our religious affair told me this afternoon we should share something about religious education.
宗教教育以及教务组呢，都提醒我说，也许我们在今天下午的聚会呢，跟大家谈谈在主内教养儿女的道理。
So our topic this afternoon is the Jewish way of cultivating a child.
因此，今天下午我们就以犹太人儿女的教养来作为我们今天互相勉励的题目。
The nation of Jewish people is a very special race in terms of human history.
我们都知道，犹太人在人类的历史当中呢，是一个很特殊的一个民族。
They were the chosen people of God.
大家都知道，依照圣经来讲，他们是神的选民。
However, their country were destroyed around 586 before the birth of Christ.
大家都知道，在主前586年呢，这个民族呢，这个国家被被灭掉了。
However, until the year of 1948, that the nation of modern Israel was reestablished.
但是大家也都知道，在历史上1948年这个国家又复国了。
So after a period of more than 2,000 years,
也就是这个民族在亡国之后的2000年
,miraculously can restore the whole nation with its culture, with its languages, and with its religion.
也很奇妙的能够重新复国，仍然保持他有的宗教信仰文化。
On the other hand, Jewish people were scattered around the world.
那么在这段期间呢，我们都知道犹太人遍布了全世界。
You can find Jewish people almost in every country.
我们在每一个国家里面都会看到许多的犹太人。
However, no matter where they go, they seem to be very successful in terms of business and their professions.
但是就我们所了解，我们都知道犹太人所在的地方，他们就特别的优秀，在经济上面，在任何的领导地位。
And on the other hand, if you look at the crime rate of all the major cities in North America,
在北美洲，我们看看各大都市的犯罪记录。
Of course, now that there are many juvenile delinquency.青年的犯罪率，
我们都知道，现在呢，各个大都市都有这种青少年的犯罪。
For example, we Chinese people, the youth used to have a very low rate of crime committing.
我们都知道，在过去呢，中国人似乎在这种青年犯罪的几率上特别小。
However, now it's catching up.
但是现在也逐渐增加了。
But if you look at the rate of Jewish people, the youth of committing crime is still comparably very, very low to other race.
但是在这些大都市里面，如果我们特别注意分析犹太人的青年们在这些都市里面犯罪记录跟频率就少很多。
So some may raise a question, why will this fact present to us like this?
既然讲到这边，大家就会问了，为什么犹太人的青年会有这样的一个结果呢？
There must be some way they train their children differently than other people.
是不是他们在教导儿女上面与其他民族有不同呢？
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6.
我们首先请看箴言22章。
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
箴言二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs 22 verse 6。
箴言第二十二章的第六节。箴言二十二章第六节，教养孩童，使他走当行道，就是到老他也不偏离。
This is the key verse concerning how a Jewish people raise his children.
这节可以说是犹太人教导他们的小孩的一个重要经节。
To teach them in the way of the Lord.
教导他们在主里行主的道。
So how did a Jewish family raise the children?
所以我们看犹太人如何在家里面教养他们的小孩呢？
Today I would like to share with you three points.
今天我们要以三点来跟大家分享。
First point.
第一点。
Jewish parent will usually train their children a trade so that they can survive in the society.
犹太人的父母会教导他们的小孩子一个生活的技巧，如何在这个社会上生存。
This is the first responsibility of a father.
那么这是身为父亲的第一重要的第一个责任。
Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 6.
我们请看到新约马可福音。
Mark chapter 6 verse 3.
马可福音第六章的第三节。马可福音第六章第三节，六章三节，这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他姐妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
Here tell us the society background of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
那么这里告诉我们，当主耶稣来到这个世界上，他的生活背景及家庭状况。
His father was Joseph, was a carpenter.
他的家庭背景，也就是他生活在一个他的父亲是木匠的家庭里。
And most probably, his father died in a very early age.
那么有可能依照历史的分析，他的父亲很早就过世。
And Lord Jesus have to take up the responsibility, so he learned from his father the trade, so he also became a carpenter.
所以主耶稣从他父亲那里学习到一手的技巧，也就是如何成为一个好的木匠。
Sometimes people may ask, why did Lord Jesus have to wait until he was 30 years old to come out to preach?
有些人会问，为什么主耶稣要等到他33岁那一年才出来传道呢？
I think if you look at this verse, you look at all the brother and sister he has to take care, then maybe you can get the answer.
所以在第三节，也许我们可以看到他家庭背景以及家庭里面的成员，似乎主耶稣要负担起家庭的重计。
So he learned a trade from his father.
因此他从他的父亲手中学到一技之长。
And also in the Bible, another famous apostle called Paul, he was also a tent maker before.
在圣经里面大家都知道保罗是一个很成功的传道工人，但是他也曾经做过帐篷。
So every Jewish person, especially male, shall have a ability of trade, a profession, so that they can survive in a society.
因此我们看到犹太人，尤其是男性的犹太人，他们手边都要有生活的技巧，如何在这个社会生存。
Sometimes people will think, yes, we have this idea, we want to train our children.
那么相对的，我们想想自己，我们同样也有这样的想法，希望我们的小孩都有一技之长。
However, let's take an example for Chinese people. What do we think about our education of our children?
我们看看华人，我们中国人对于小孩子的教育情况是如何来看。
There was a saying that people wish their son become a dragon and the daughter become like a phoenix.
中国人可以用一句话来说，都希望望子成龙，望女成凤。
And this is another saying. There was doctor, lawyer, engineer, accountant.
那么另外一句话说到，说医生、律师、工程师、会计师。
However, the literature, music, history is not welcomed by the parent.
但是父母亲对于学文学的、音乐的、历史的，都似乎不是感兴趣。
It seems that all the parents are interested. Oh, children, you should study engineering, accounting.
换句话说
，engineering
我们都希望我们的小孩都能够是工程师、律师这一类非常高技巧的人。
If one day you tell your parent, I want to study English literature.
如果今天一个小孩跟我们说，他要学习英文的文化
英国文学。
英国文学。
Maybe the parent say something wrong with you.
也许父母会觉得说他是不是想其他的是不是有些问题啊
This is the way usually our expectation of a parent.
那么通常父母亲都有这样的期待，希望小孩子能够变成非常有用的人
And study professional area.
那么特别是在有技巧这些专业方面。
However, we must understand one thing.
但是我们要了解一件事情。
In order to cultivate our children,
为了要能够栽培我们的小孩
doesn't mean we must force them to study what we want to study.
并不是我们一定要强迫我们的小孩希望他学什么。
However, we must first ask, do they like this subject? Are they interested in this area?
那么我们是不是要问问自己，是不是我们的小孩对于这样的科目有兴趣呢？
Because if they do not like this area, and we force them to study this area, there will be such a pain on them.
如果他们不喜欢这样的科目，但是我们为了要求，希望他们成为这样的人，那么对他们来说，事实上是痛苦的。
Secondly, even though they can study, they have ability to study.
再来，虽然他们有这样的能力能够读得上去，
but they face so much pressure.
但是在这样的环境之下，他们会受到很大的压力。
If this is not what they like, their mental, the psychological area will have also problem.
如果这个科目不是我们小孩所喜欢的，那么他们在这样的精神压力之下，会造成很严重的后果。
There was a parent.
那么有这么一个父母亲。
In another country.
在另外一个国家。
Always liked to his children to study medicine.
都希望他的小孩能够读医学。
Push the children so hard.
因此，他们给小朋友很大的压力。
And the child have no choice, must obey the father.
那么，孩子们没有办法，只有遵从父母亲的这个目标。
But because this is not the area he like.
但是，小孩子并不喜欢医学。
So during his last year.
因此，在他读医的最后一年。
Suddenly, mental breakdown.
那么，他忽然间这个在精神错乱。
Because too much pressure.
因为来自太大的压力
cannot finish his study.
他没有办法完成他的医学功课
cannot study anything at all.
他甚至不能够学习任何的科目了
need to take medicine, long-term drugs.
因为他精神出了状况，所以他要领取许多的药物来服用
and other example in another country.
那么在另外一个地方有这么另外一个例子
also, the parent forced the children to study medicine and he studied medicine until the 6 years also.
那么这个小孩也是一样被父母要求一定要学医到第六年的时候
But so much pressure
因为压力太大
Last year
最后一年了
He think he cannot pass the exam
他觉得他自己过不了关了
Drop a note on the house
所以他
在家里写一个纸条I tell the father sorry I cannot fulfill your dream
他用这个纸条告诉他的父母亲说我没有办法完成你的梦想
And then the child disappeared ran away from home
那么这个小孩就这么离家出走。
He wrote, he wanted to be a monk, go away.
那么他告诉他的父母亲，他要成为一个和尚，所以他要离家出走。
Father, mother search everywhere, could not find the child.
父母亲当然很着急，为了要找这个小孩，但是找不着。
So we would all like our children to become a successful person.
身为一个父母，都希望自己的小孩能够成为一个成功的人士。
But what is the definition of success?
但是成功代表是什么意义呢？
Doesn't mean you must be a professional person to be successful.
成为一个成功的人，并不代表说你一定是一个专业人士。
The Jewish people, they way to train their children.
但是我们反观犹太人，他们如何教导他们的小孩？
They are not aiming at training their children to be better than other people.
他们的目标并不是要栽培一个小孩比别人更强、
更优秀、
更优秀。
However, they want to train their child to be different, to be different than other children.
但是他们的目标是希望栽培小孩与众不同
，have a different ability,
能够有不一样的能力
，have a unique value.
能够有特殊的价值
Because everyone is different.
因为每一个人都是不同
If everyone have a different value,
每一个人都有不同的价值
Then we can respect each other.
因此我们才能够尊重对方
Jewish people were also called Hebrew.
那么犹太人也可以说他们另外一个字就称自己是希伯来
What does it mean, Hebrew?
希伯来这个意义是什么
Hebrew means a person standing on the other side of the river.
希伯来的原意就是说这个人站在不一样跟别人不一样的对岸
So it's good to be different.
所以与众不同是好的
Not everyone must be the same.
并不是告诉我们每一个人都要是一样的
Do not compare our children to other people's children.
我们不应当把我们的小孩与别人的小孩一同拿来比较
If you do it, the only way is that you give him too much pressure and kill them.
因为我们一旦比较就会带来压力
There was a little girl come back home.
有这么一个女孩回家的时候
Tell the mom.
告诉妈妈
She was very sad.
他很难过
，because during the cast selection of a drama in the school，
在学校戏剧表演的时候，他被选为
she was want to be the main role character。
他希望在这个戏剧表演里面成为一个女主角。
However, she was only picked to be the one who give the songs。
但是她却被选为只能当配音的人而已。
So this little girl was very disappointed。
因此，这个女孩非常的失望也难过。
However, the mother heard about this。
他的妈妈知道这件事之后
Bring her to the garden.
带她到花园里
You look at all the roses.
她看到所有的玫瑰
Now, if I remove all the leaves, all the green leaves.
如果我把这些玫瑰的这个叶子通通拔掉
And what do you see the flower?
那么你看到什么呢
Do you see the flower still beautiful?
你还认为这个玫瑰漂亮吗
No more beautiful without the leaves.
玫瑰没有了树叶它就不叫玫瑰
So what does it mean?
那么这告诉我们什么意义
？If you are even as normal as ordinary as a leaf, but you are still beautiful.
虽然你就像叶子一般一样的普通，但是却能够把玫瑰衬托得特别漂亮。
This is also the teaching from the Bible too.
这点在圣经里面也给我们同样的教训。
The Bible tells us we have different gifts.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们有不一样的恩赐。
However, we have to serve each other.
但是我们要互相服侍。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Chapter 12.
12章。
Verse 4.
哥林多前书12章第4节。哥林多前书十二章第四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
Verse 5.
第五节，执事也有分别，主却是一位。
Verse 6.
第六节，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
Verse 7.
第七节，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
Here tell us the same thing.
这里告诉我们同样的道理。
Why we are different?
为什么我们与众不同？
Because God makes us different.
因为神让每一个人都不一样。
So that we can serve each other with different gift.
工人就是能够让使用我们的恩赐来服侍别人。
So as a parent, it's not that we want to train them the way that we want them to be.
那么我们身为父母的不能够栽培我们的小孩以我们自己的目标来栽培小孩。
But rather, we must discover what kind of gift that God has put into them and cultivate.According to their nature.
反而我们要以神在我们的小孩身上所放的恩赐来栽培他们。
So this was the first point a parent should do.
那么这是身为父母亲要做的第一点。
Secondly,
第二点，
As a parent, they should teach their children about the way of good virtue and characteristic.
第二点，身为父母要教导我们的小孩如何做人的道理跟品德。
There was a saying that character is better and more important than your ability.
我们都知道一个人的品德远远超过一个人能力。
比
能力更重要。
Why?
为什么?
If you have good character,
如果一个人有好的品德,
other people respect you,
别人自然会尊重。
God bless you,
神会祝福。
Because God like you,
因为神喜欢这样的人。
So, even though your ability is not 100%,
虽然这个人的能力不是百分之百,
but other people will help you to make it up.
但是别人会从旁边帮助你变为百分之百。
God will help you to make you up.
神会帮助你变成百分之百。
However, if a person has 100% ability,
但是如果一个人有百分之百全能力,
but everybody hate him,
但是所有人都恨这个人。
Nobody want to work with him,
没有人喜欢跟这个人工作。
Even though he has the 100% ability, but he cannot successful.
就算他有很大的能力，但是他不是一个成功的人。
If God doesn't like him,
如果神不喜欢这个人，
God will not bless him.
神当然不会祝福他。
So he will not be successful.
因此这个人不算是一个百分之百成功的人。
So, character is more important than ability.
所以一个人的品德远远重要过他的能力。
However, who should teach the children about their character?
那么我们回来想想，谁应该教小孩子品德呢？
There was saying in an old Chinese way called 三字经。
在中国人知道的三字经里面。
He said, if a child was not taught, this is his father's fault.
三字经说到，养子不教父之过。
Today, who can teach a child about virtue?
今天谁能够教导我们小孩的品德呢？
Our school system will not teach our children about virtue anymore.
今天我们看到学校教育里面，我们再也看不到老师会教品德了。
The school are not allowed to teach religion.
因为学校已经不准再教任何的宗教信仰。
And the school do not have anything to replace the moral value which could be provided by religion.
那么在学校里面，我们也看不到宗教信仰里面所带来应该教导的品德观念。
So that's why we need to teach them as a parent.
因此身为父母亲教导品德是一个重要的任务。
There was a Jewish saying,
犹太人这么说，
When a person was born, he was like a raw material.
当一个小孩出生的时候就好像一个原料一样。
But the parent should be responsible of what kind of product you turn from this material.
但是父母亲就有这样的责任，将小孩子这块原料如何拿捏、琢磨成一个好的材料。
For example,
例如这么说，
a piece of wood.
好像一块木头。
You can make it to be like a very important, very comfortable chair in the chapel.
一块木头，我们可以把它雕琢成 在教会里面很舒服的一个椅子。
So people sit on it to worship God.
所以它会被用来让人们坐着来敬拜神。
But this wood can also be carved into an idol for people to worship.
那么这块木头同样的也可以被雕刻成偶像，让人来敬拜。
Can also to be carved into a root so that a rod to beat people up.
或是把它雕成一个木棍来打人的。
So what kind of things you turn the material into depends on how you teach the child.
同理可证，我们父母亲要如何把小朋友雕琢成一个很有用的一个材料。
So for a Jewish family,
所以对犹太人来讲，
because they also keep the Ten Commandments,
他们仍然在教导十大诫命。
They keep the Holy Sabbath day,
他们仍然遵守着安息圣日。
So they only keep 1 hour Sabbath, they not only keep 1 hour Sabbath.
他们不是只遵守一个小时的安息日。
The way they keep Sabbath is even better than us.
他们遵守安息日的方式甚至超过我们的方式。
Sunset afternoon on Friday, they already prepare themselves.
依照圣经来讲，他们安息日开始，也就是星期五的晚上，日落之后就开始。
Until Saturday sunset.
一直到星期六的日落之后。
So on the whole day, they don't do worldly things.
所以在这段时间，他们不做世上的事情。
So the father will gather all the children.
所以父亲有责任带所有的小朋友。
And then sit before him.
能够在他的面前一起坐下。
To teach, to talk.
能够告诉他们，与他们一起谈话。
To have the meal together.
能够一起全家用餐。
This is the best time to share with the children.
因为这个时机是最好跟小朋友分享的时机。
This is called the father teacher.
这个可以说是一个父亲的。老师。
Today, many fathers are fathers only.
今天我们很多人做父亲就单独是一个父亲而已。
However, father is the best teacher.
父亲就好像一位很重要的老师一样。
There was a church member who shared with me.
那么有这么一位教会的弟兄跟我这样分享。
He told me every Sabbath after the service.
他告诉我每次在安息日聚会之后。
He must gather his whole family.
他一定把他的这个家庭召集起来
have a meal together,
一起吃饭
No matter how busy they were during the weekdays
那么不管他们在这个一周里面多么的忙碌
But Saturday after the church service they must go out for a meal
但是星期六是他们全家最重要的日子一起坐下来吃饭
They are so free, they're so relaxed, they can talk everything
在这个时间是他们最自由交谈的时候
And that's why the bond in the family was built
所以在这个家庭里面，在这个时候就建立起这个亲子的关系。
Today, if a child or children do not ask advice from the parent,
那么今天如果我们的小孩不询问我们意见的时候
，then they'll be in trouble.
那么也就是说，他们有困难。
Why?
为什么
？Because the father or the mother have so many experience more than the children.
因为我们都知道，做父母的经验远远超过小朋友的生活经验。
The advice.A parent can give must be better than his own friend, his own peers.
因此，父母亲给的建议绝对远远超过小朋友周遭朋友的建议。
But why today children do not want to ask parents?
那么为什么现在的小孩子不再询问父母亲的建议呢？
Because they think the gap is too much.
因为他们觉得父母亲跟他有很大的时代差距。
They think they cannot understand me.
他们觉得父母亲不再了解我在想什么。
They think we cannot communicate.
他们觉得我们之间是没有话可说的。
Because we don't have time or we don't have opportunity to communicate.
因为父母亲觉得我们没有时间与这些小孩子来说话。
So, that would be a very, very pitiful thing.
如果这样的事情发生在家里面，事实上是很可怜的。
So that's why as a parent.
所以身为父母的。
If we want to teach them a good way, good character.
如果我们要教导我们小孩好的品德跟性格。
We must ask God to help us to have a better character.
我们要求神能够让我们教导小孩子能够成为品格好的人
so that we can satisfy their need to learn
所以我们能够满足他们在学习上的需要
The third responsibility of a Jewish parent
我们看犹太家庭的第三个责任
They must lead their children to worship the true God and learn all the tradition
他们能够带领全家包括小孩子来遵守神的礼俗跟传统
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
我们请看回箴言，箴言第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节，敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Why we must learn wisdom?
这里告诉我们，我们为什么要成为智慧人？
Because wisdom is the most important thing.
因为智慧是最重要的事情。
If we lack wisdom, we lack everything.
如果一个人没智慧，可以说他完全没有任何一切。
There was a on a boat. There was a few very rich men.
那么有这么一个故事，说在一个船上有有一些有钱人。
And there was also a poor rabbi, a poor teacher.
那么同船当中有一个很穷的老师。
And the rich man looked at this poor rabbi and said, "Hey, look at you. You are so poor. You have nothing."
这些有钱人看着这个穷老师，觉得说你实在是太穷了。当老师做什么呢
？However, after a while,
但是没多久
，the ship was encountered by pirate.
那么船就遇上了强盗了。
They were all ripped off. They were all stolen. All everything was stolen.
那么当然，海盗就抢了这些有钱人的所有的财宝。
Overnight, all the rich man become a poor man, become a beggar.
那么转眼之间，那么这些有钱人都变成了乞丐。
However, that poor rabbi, when he reached the shore, because he has nothing, but he can teach, he opened classes, so he can earn money.
但是这个拉比这个老师，当他来到了岸边的时候，他仍然可以以他的知识来教导学生们，因此而能够谋生。
So he can earn the money to even help those beggar.
那么他甚至可以以这样的方式来谋生，远远超过那些曾经是富有的人。
So what does it tell us?
那么这个告诉我们什么呢
？Wisdom nobody can steal from you.
没有人可以偷走我们的智慧。
But what is the most important wisdom?
但是最重要的智慧是什么
？Here tell us the most important wisdom is to fear God.
在这边告诉我们了，说敬畏神就是智慧的开端了。
This is for your reference only.
那么这给大家作为参考。
How did the Jewish parent to teach their children about God fearing?
那么如何犹太人如何教导他的小孩子们来敬畏神
they have to keep Sabbath every week just like us.
那么我们都知道他们也是同样像我们一样遵守安息圣日。
Besides that, they keep the old law of Moses, they have lots of festival.
那么他们同样的也遵守摩西律法里面所有的节日。
And also, every day in their house, they have their prayer.
那么每天在家里面他们一样向神祷告。
And they have to learn the word of God.
那么他们同样要学习神的话。
Now for a Jewish boy, when he was 4 years old, he is supposed to start learning about the word of God.
那么在犹太人家里面，小朋友从4岁开始就要学习主的话。
Because the child, when he was 4 years old, he started to learn very quickly.
因为4岁的小朋友开始有很好的学习能力。
There was a sister telling me.
那么有这么一个姐妹告诉我。
When her child was 4 years old, she started to teach them to pray.
当他的小朋友4岁的时候呢，就教导小孩如何祷告。
At the beginning, she wanted to teach them to pray, "Oh, hallelujah, thank God, we guide us everything."
那么刚开始教导小朋友要说感谢神，神带领我们一切。
Later, the sister taught the child to say the Lord's Prayer.
那么之后，这个姐妹就教小孩如何背主导文。
After a few times,
几次之后
，when a child started to pray.
那么当这个小朋友开始自己祷告的时候
Even before the mother lead the prayer
那么在母亲带领祷告之前
The child say, "Oh, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And go on, say the whole Lord's prayer.
所以这个小朋友就开始会背出主导文了
So this tells us when the child is 4 years old, already start absorbing so much.
所以这里告诉我们，四岁的小朋友在那个年纪就开始学习这么重要的事情。
So we parents should have a very good example for them.
所以身为父母的就要是一个很好的身教。
Now when a child reaches until 13 years old,
那么当小朋友来到13岁的时候
,he has to go through a ceremony called the ceremony of becoming an adult.
那么他们要经过一个成人之礼。
So because on that year, they are supposed to be independent.They bear their own responsibility in terms of the religion.
经过成人之礼之后，从那年开始，他们要为在宗教上面为自己的行为负责了。
They have to teach even their young children.
他们甚至要告诉一些比他们更小的小朋友。
So let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
我们请看《申命记》。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6.
申命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记第六章。
Verse 4 to 8.
第四节到第八节，《申命记》第六章第四节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。第六节，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。第七节，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、 行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。第八节，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。
Here tell us, the Bible tell us, the Lord tell us, we should teach our child according to the way of the Lord.
在这里告诉我们，我们要教小朋友以神的道为主。
But however, here tell us, we should diligently teach them.
这里告诉我们，我们要殷勤教训。
The original Hebrew word diligently means sharpening. Sharpening.
在希伯来文，殷勤这两个字，也就是把刀磨利的意思。
Sometimes we think, what is education?
我们有时候想，教育是什么
？In we are all from Asia, most of us from Asia country. We think education is they can memorize more, more, more.
那么我们从亚洲来，都觉得教育就是让小孩子记最多的事情。
They so called feeding the duck.
那么就好像这个填鸭式的教育方式。
Have you seen the people feeding the duck? Sometimes they just lock them up, feed them, even pour water inside. Wow, so suddenly become so big.
我们看那个农夫在养鸭子，就一直让他们吃，吃到他们肥来为止。
However, this is not education.
但是填鸭式的教育不是真正的教育。
What is a true education?
那么真正的教育是什么？
True education is you sharpen their mind, let them have the curiosity so that they ask themselves and they learn it.
真正的教育就是将他们的思想能够像刀一样这样磨砺，让他们能够真正的判断出是跟非。
For example, there was a little child.
例如说有这么一个小孩。
3 years old.
三岁。
Asking the mom.
他问妈妈说。
She asked the mommy,Mommy, what is God like?
那么他问妈妈，神到底像什么样子啊？
And the mom say, well, God is everywhere.
那妈妈的回答说，神是无所不在的。
God is even in the air.
神在这个空气里面。
Oh, so the little child said, oh, is that so? So he said, you see, I'm breathing God. God is in the air.
那么
I'm breathing God now.
你会看到这个三岁小孩非常天真的相信妈妈所说的神在空气里，他就大大的吸这么一口气。说他在吸神。
At this time, the mother said,
在这个时候妈妈说
yeah, little child, God is invisible. God, you cannot see.
他说我的小孩啊，神在，神是你看不到的。
But it's everywhere, like the air.
但是神无所不在，就像空气一样。
So this is called education, sharpening, asking and answering question.
这样的问答就好像就是教育，能够让他们的心里面知道神的存在。
Today we members, how can we advance in learning the word of God?
所以今天我们如何加强我们在生活上学习神的话呢？
If we one day we know how to ask questions about Bible, that means we are improving.
今天如果我们能够用圣经来询问问题，那么这也就代表我们在学习神的话上面有大大的进步。
Why a person will not ask questions about Bible?
为什么一个人不会从圣经里面来问问题呢？
There may be two possibilities.
两种情况。
The first possibility,
第一种情况。
Maybe the person is so smart he knows everything in the Bible.
也许这个人非常的聪明有智慧，他已经了解圣经里面讲的一切的道理。
But obviously this is not possible too.
但是这个可能性太小。
Secondly,
第二点。
That we don't even know how to ask questions because we have not read, we have not think about it yet.
第二可能性就是我们也从来没读过圣经，完全不知道问题到底存在哪里。
Just hear, hear, hear.
我们只知道只会听而已。
And hearing and forgetting.
但是听了就忘了。
But if you hear,
但今天我们听过了。
If you go back, open our Bible,
我们回到家，打开我们的圣经。
We read ourselves,
我们自己读过一遍。
We put down the notes if anything you don't understand.
我们自己写下不了解的地方。
We come here to ask elder, ask deacon, ask minister.
来到教会以后，来问这些圣职人员。
And then maybe I participate in family service, the Bible study.
那么在生活当中，我们参加查经，参加家庭聚会。
And then.Suddenly, we find ourselves we are learning more.
那么我们会突然间发现我们学更多了。
So here tell us the way to learn is asking and teach the children is to asking and answering.
那么在这边我们看第七节，在教导我们的儿女的时候，讲到说要用谈论，要用问答的方式。
So sometimes we may ask, what do you learn from the children class this afternoon?
有时候我们会聚会完问我们小朋友说，今天在教会里面学什么吗？
Maybe when we go back, we can discuss. Hey, what do you think about today's sermon? What is your reflection?
我们有时候我们真的可以在家里面问问说，今天你们在教会里面学了什么？来谈谈吧。
This is called learning.
这才是教育学习。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
我们请看路加福音。
The book of Luke, chapter 2.
路加福音第二章
，verse 44 to 46.
路加福音第二章第四十四节。路加福音第二章第四十四节。 以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中间找他。四十五节，既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。四十六，过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教室中间，一边听一边问。
Here is how Lord Jesus as a little boy, how he learned the word of God.
这里告诉我们，当主耶稣还是小朋友的时候，怎么样来学习神的话。
Usually when we were the younger, we are the more we are willing to ask questions.
今天我们会看到小朋友越小的小朋友，他们问的问题就越多。
This time, we have 5 days spiritual convocation.
那么我们才刚刚过了我们这五天的学生年会。
During the 5 days, there's one session they like the most.
那么这五天的这个课程里面有一堂他们特别喜欢。
Do you know what is it?
大家知道是什么吗？
It's called Q&A.
那么也就是问答时间。
They always ask, why is God like this? Why? Da, 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 da. Why? Da, da, da.
我们看到这些小朋友们总是喜欢问为什么。
But however, when they ask, the answer is, the question was answered. They light, the eyes is open.
当他们问为什么的时候，当他们得到答案的时候，你会看到他们的眼睛亮了。
If we have questions, we never ask, we never find answer.
因为今天如果我们不问问题，我们就找不到答案。
And then our faith will become like shaking. Anyone can shake us.
没有问答的信仰，那我们的信仰就会开始有动摇的现象。
So here is the best way to learn.
所以问答是一个很好方式来学习。
We have to be trained as a member which can contemplate, we can meditate.
今天我们要被训练成一个什么样的信徒呢？就是能够问、能够答、能够自己思想神的话的信徒。
There was a story like this.
有这么一个故事。
Two very hungry travelers enter an empty house.
那么有两个非常饥饿的旅行的人进入一个房间里。
And they saw a basket of fruit was hang high over in the ceiling.
进入房间之后，他们发现房间里面有这么一盘一篮的水果呢，但是吊得高高的。
There was two response.
有这么两个样的反应。
The first one.
第一种反应。
Thinking, wow, this fruit was hanged so high, so I could not get this.
第一个人的反应觉得说，这一篮水果挂了这么高，我看我是拿不到了。
So sadly, he just left the room.
那么这个人就很失望离开了。
But another one.
另外一个人的反应。
He thinks since the fruit.This basket could be hanged there.
那么既然这个篮子能够被挂得这么高，
there must be a ladder anywhere near the house.
既然上了去，那么就一定有梯子把它拿下来。
So he just go everywhere to search for it.
所以他就想尽办法找一找到底哪里可以拿到梯子。
Finally, he found the ladder.
那么最后他终于找到一个楼梯了。
Gladly, joyfully, use the ladder to climb up there to get the fruit to enjoy it.
既然拿到楼梯，就能够爬上去，把水果拿下来吃。
So what kind of attitude do we have today?
所以今天我们用什么样的态度来学习？
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
我们请看腓立比书。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
The book of Philippians,Chapter 4, verse 8.
腓立比书第四章第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Verse 9.
第九节，你们在我身上所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Here we always ask, how can we have peace?
今天我们常常会想说如何得平安，
How can we have blessing?
如何得祝福。
But how here Paul told us what's the way?
今天保罗在这里告诉我们如何得到这两样事情。
First, you must think about what you heard.
首先你要想想你听到的事情。
Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is righteous, whatever is pure, lovely, famous, you must think.
我们都要想想什么是真实、可敬、公义、清洁、可爱还是有美名的。
So we should always think about the word of God.
因此我们也就换句话，我们要常常思想神的话。
Always think about the things happening around us.
常常要很敏觉的思想在我们周遭所发生的事情。
And after we think, then we can put into practice.
那么我们学了以后就能够在我们生活当中历练出来。
So thank God for the past 5 days, church has put so much resources just to train the young children in the church.
今天我们感谢神，在过去五天当中，教会尽心尽力的能够安排这样好的时间跟地点来训练我们的青年人。
More than 60 of them were here.
那么超过六十位的学生。
Praise God, some of them also received the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神，在六十位学生里面，有些学生得了圣灵。
However, if we think they only here learn for 5 days and could be good enough for a whole year, then I think we are being too optimistic.
如果我们想说他们既然能够在这边待上五天，学了这么多东西，那么这一年就足够了，那么我们太乐观了。
True religious education starts from the home.
真正的宗教教育事实上在家里发生。
So I would like to make a few suggestions to our parents here for the year 2007.
因此我对所有的这些弟兄姐妹，身为父母弟兄姐妹，2007年大家要有这样的觉醒。
First point,
第一点,
I hope that we can spend at least 15 minutes to each child that we have to talk to them every day.
我希望大家能够每一天跟我们自己小孩花上15分钟来谈谈话。
Individually.
一对一的方式。
Talk anything. Talk school, talk sport, talk church.
这15分钟你们可以谈任何的事情，学校、教育、生活。
But hopefully not talk about TV program.
那么最好不要谈电视了。
Talk about other things.
谈谈别的吧。
And then you'll develop, you'll see...You are closer than your child.
你会发现，你会发现这十五分钟的时间让你跟小朋友更接近。
Secondly,
第二个
，I would like to suggest.
那么
，I would like to suggest as a family in 2007, we should pray together as a family before sleep every night.
我建议家庭能够有这样的家庭祷告生活，在每天睡觉之前。
Everyone before they pray, they can say, "Oh, what is my need? Pray for me, exam, or work, or sickness, anything."
在祷告之前，可以问问大家，在每一个人心里面最想求些什么？也许是我的学校，我的生活，也许是我生病了。
We all pray individually, but pray together, the effect is different.
我们常会发现呢，我们自己都很会祷告，但是如果一起集合起来祷告，那个力量是更棒的。
Thirdly, if your child is very young, then it is the best time that we can train them read the Bible together in the house.
如果我们小孩还很小，那么我们应该要训练他们一起在家里。共同读经。
If the Jewish people can train their children to start to read the word at their 4 years old,
如果犹太人在家里面能够训练他们四岁的小朋友开始读经。
If they can train their children when they are 13 years old, they know a lot about the Bible.
如果他们小朋友在13岁的时候就已经知道许多的圣经里面的知识。
Now today we are the true Israelites.
那么今天我们称自己是真的以色列神，以色列民。
Spiritual Israelites.
我们是属灵的以色列民。
Shouldn't we do all the more?
那么我们是不是要做的比犹太人做的更多呢？
I think we can learn much from their practices.
那么我们相信我们自己都能够在生活上有所进步。
May the Lord continue to guide and bless us in the year 2007, especially to bless our next generation.
那么愿神能够在2007年祝福大家，同时也能够让我们下一代更进步。
May all the glory and blessing be under the name of the Lord.
那么愿神的名得到最大的荣耀。
Let's all sing hymn 439.
我们请唱赞美诗439首。